Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise once again from Forgotten Word Ministries. And today we want to talk a little bit about voting. I know that's not our normal topic, but with the election here, voting day here, I think it's important that we understand that we have an obligation as citizens to help decide who's going to be the president of our country. Now, keep in mind, the president of our country is not the God of our country, and he's certainly not the spiritual leader of our country. He's just the president of our government. And even though that said, we still have an obligation to express our opinion on who we would like to see in that position. A lot rides on it, naturally, and that's what a lot of people forget. So many people, I'm just going to throw this out there, but I believe it's true. So many people forget to look at the whole country as a country. All we want to look at is our own little bitty circle of our little bubble and our little box that we live in, and that's what we want to see somebody take care of. I've heard all the time, well, so-and-so is going to do this for Medicare, so I'm voting this way. So-and-so is going to do this for Social Security, and so I'm voting this way. And I'm not talking about older people necessarily now, for everybody. There's a lot, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many millions of people that are on Social Security that are, you know, anywhere from young kids up, you know, all the way up. But there's a ton of them that's teenagers in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and unbelievable. I'm the manager of also, besides my preaching and my ministry and my radio program, I also am the manager of a finance company. And I can tell you firsthand, there are thousands upon thousands of people in towns, cities across this country that are on Social Security, living off the government. And a lot of them, I've talked to them, there's nothing wrong with them. They figured out how to get at that free money, and they just took advantage of it, and they're living off of the free money. I don't know why anybody'd want to, for a lousy $700 a month to try to make a living off of is insane. But a lot of these people also, keep in mind, they'll take that $700 a month, $698, a pretty common figure, and then they'll go out and make cash money also, and the government also allows them to make X amount of dollars without affecting them. So they end up doing, you know, okay. And also, once on Social Security, they get the medical card, they get food stamps a lot of times, and everything else, subsidized housing. So, you know, it all goes hand in hand, if you see what I'm saying there. Now, excuse me, our obligation as Christians, being citizens of this particular country, the United States of America, our obligation as Christians is to vote with the Bible as your guideline. And I know that goes against a lot of you people's grain. You don't believe that. You don't want to believe that's what I should say, because a lot of you do believe it, but you choose to ignore it. And let me tell you something. Personal opinion is, I don't know how anybody who professes, and professes to be a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ, like they say, can go and vote for anybody who wants to support abortion, gay rights, and all this government handout stuff all the time. I'm telling you right now, that's not none of that biblical. Now, there's certainly nothing wrong with helping people who need help. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's something wrong with a system when millions of people can make a living off of the government when they don't have to. And the government will give them that much to where they can make it. I've seen it. I've seen these people with food stamps going through the grocery store with 2 and 3 carts of food piled high. Some of the best food on the market, they got their hands on it. And people working for a living have to buy, you know, very cautiously to be able to afford to buy their food. And there's something wrong with a system that will give and give and give to people who don't need it, but only they're only doing it because they're lazy. They don't want to work. Well, that's where our system's broken, and we should never want to agree with that. But anybody, any person running for office, whether it's president, senator, House of Representatives, and your local, your state people, and your federal people, everybody, you need to look at their who that person is and what they believe in. Forget about the fact that that person happens to just be from your district. You know, there's another competitor out there that's from your district also that's running against one each other, you know. So there's two of them to look at. And, you've got to look at what they stand for, what they truly believe in, and also what their party stands for. One party that really is, a big, huge supporter of abortion and a big supporter of gay rights, and a big supporter of big, huge government to where the people live off of the government, then you need to really look at that and say to yourself, does this balance out with Scripture? And let's just take the two items, the abortion and gay rights. Anybody who votes for someone, that's the same thing as saying, I agree. I believe like this guy. I'm going to support this man. He's all for killing babies that are still in the womb, and he's all for allowing homosexuals to become a natural part of society when biblically we know it's not. If they're going to support that kind of stuff, you can't vote for them and still proclaim to be a professing Christian. Not in my book, not in God's book. So I guess my question to a lot of people out there right now is if you're a Christian and you're voting for a party that backs this kind of stuff, if you're voting for a man or a woman for any seat in any kind of government, local, state, federal, whatever, and they are backing abortions and gay rights, and you're voting for them, aren't you telling God that I know your word says that, abortion is wrong? I know your book says that killing, helpless babies like this is wrong. I know that, your book says that homosexuality is an abomination unto you. I know all of that, Lord and God. I know that. Jesus, I know that. But, I'm sorry. I don't agree with you. Well, how can you take the Bible, every Christian that I've ever talked to says, no, the Bible's the truth. The Bible's the truth. But yet they'll go through and they'll pick and choose what they want to be the truth for them. You better take your Bible, and if you have to take your Bible down to the polling place with you and put your hand on it and say, I'm voting the way the Bible says, then do that. If you have to go down and walk in there and pray a couple of minutes before you make your vote in the booth, that's perfectly all right. Ask God to guide you in your decision making. This, there's a lot at stake that people don't understand. I know people say the president's doesn't run the country, but he pretty much does, folks. If you get a president who's strong, and especially if you got one of either the House or the Senate that's, in favor on his side, on his party, same political party, I'll tell you what, he can do a lot of stuff in a very short time that's either good or bad. And that's just the way it is. So it's very important. It's very, very important. This country, people, we have major, major problems. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you what party to vote for. I'm going to tell you, vote with Jesus Christ and the Word of God as your conscience. Don't argue with the Word. If the Bible says abortion's wrong, and if the Bible says homosexuality is wrong, then go out and vote for the party and the person that does not support that kind of stuff. and quit saying, well, I had to vote for him anyway because I need this or I need that, or I'm a farmer and that party's going to give me more subsidies, and I'm a businessman and that party's going to give me a little more taxes. You know, yes, you might be a farmer and need a subsidy, and you might be a businessman and need a little bit less taxes. But first and foremost in your life, if you're not a Christian first and foremost, then you're wrong anyway. You might make a lot of money, and you might think the Lord is blessing you because you're now, maybe let's say you're really prosperous, and you know you claim to be a Christian and you're doing things the way you think God wants you to do to a degree, but yet you back these kinds of people, these people that back homosexuality and abortion and everything, and you don't give, but just a little, you might give halfway decent amount of money to your church, but you never help nobody else. You can see your neighbor driving down the street with a broken window in their car or a wood on a window on their house because they can't afford to fix the window. And not for one second do you pull up in their driveway or call a window person and have them come over and you pay to have that fixed, even though you got tons of money. You people out there want to act like you're Christians. You better start taking your Bible to the voting dock with you, and you better start acting like Christians, folks. This election that's today is vital to the security and the sanctification of life in this country. Our eternity is in heaven, but our life is here right now. And we have to understand that we need people in our Congress and in our leadership, our president and governors, everybody else, that are going to do the best they can for the country, but they're also going to be as close to our biblical beliefs as possible. Not everybody is, you know, there's not a bunch of Christians running for office, folks. So you can't say, well, neither one of them are really big Christians, so I'm not, you know, going to let that affect me. No, you have to let it affect you because one of them is going to be going to do, and you can tell by his record and by his way what he's done. One of them is going to lean closer to your beliefs than the other, and that means they're going to direct the country with a closer standard towards what God wants. It ain't going to be perfect, but it's going to be better than the alternative. Start voting with Christ on your mind. Start voting knowing that Christ is listening to you. God's listening to you. The Holy Spirit's right there with you. And they're all watching. And everything you do at that voting place, folks, you might think that's the deception. You go into a voting booth and it's private. Nobody can see what you're doing. So you can walk in there and vote for all these people and say, I believe in abortion. I ain't telling nobody, but I'm going to vote for it because this candidate said he's going to make sure abortion stays. So I'm going to vote for him. Nobody's going to know because I'm in here privately, see. But you better remember something. God's watching you. Jesus is watching you. The Holy Spirit's right there beside you watching you. If you're a true Christian, he's inside you, and you're really falsifying everything he's trying to teach you. But God and Jesus, and they're watching you, folks. They can see every little stroke of that button or push the tab or whatever you're doing, however your voting works. They're watching you make those decisions. You ain't hiding from nobody that counts, because they're the only ones that truly count, and you ain't hiding from them. You might be hiding from other folks that don't matter, but not them. So vote with God in mind. I got to go. We're out of time. God loves you. See you tomorrow. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P, P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois 62320. God bless you.